from saunas and beer gardens to work, culture and career opportunities. In this podcast, we compare Finland and Germany in terms of their work environments based on the experiences and insights gained during an Erasmus project.
For those who don't know, Erasmus is an EU program that allows students and young people to study, work or intern abroad to gain intercultural experience and improve their language skills. My name is Jonas and I live in Walbach, Germany.
My name is Sara, I'm 16 years old and I live in Kuusamo, Finland.
What's a popular company to work for when you get out of high school in Finland?
In Finland, people usually go to work in some grocery shops like Prisma. Prisma is a hypermarket founded in 1972. It sells food, clothes, electronics and daily use products.
It sounds like something like this would come in pretty handy. How many people are working there?
They have 12,000 workers and they have 71 stores in Finland. Prisma is owned by S Group, which includes, for example, other shops, restaurants, hotels and gas stations. 40,000 employees work for S Group.
Do you get any bonuses if you work for Prisma?
Yes, you get bonuses from S Group products and services. While it depends on the product or service you're purchasing, the bonus ranges from 3 to 50%.
That's nice.
What is the biggest company in your area?
There are a few big companies near me, but the biggest company is probably Merck, which employs 64,000 people worldwide, with 2,100 employees working in Darmstadt only. It's a pharmaceutical company that not only produces medication for hospitals, but also has become one of the biggest overall science centers in Germany.
That sounds interesting. When was it founded?
Merck was founded in 1668 by Friedrich Jakob Merck.
Oh, that's an old company. Which benefits do the workers have there?
At Merck, they focus more on the motivation and productivity of the employees, making work there not as hard as many people seem to suspect. All employees can get Merck's own health insurance, workers union, supermarket and participate in social events held by the board. What do you hope for your future job?
In my future job, I would like to travel the world. I hope the job is multifaceted so it doesn't get boring. I also hope that I get enough money from it.
That's actually how I think as well. I want to travel the world for my work to meet new people and cultures, but also get some productivity out of it. I think that working is a good way to contribute to society. As someone whose uncle is doing work travel all the time, I'd like to do that as well.
I can agree with you. Well, now we unfortunately reached the end of this podcast. Moi moi.
Thank you very much. Tschüss.